She would be for.
You gonna whip the teacher?
I would. Because I was telling her the truth. My daddy and mammy raised us, if we couldn't tell the truth, don't tell nothing. You understand? Don't, says a lie and a thief is two of the worst things in the world.
Well, that's true.
That's what we was raised up to do now and believe. And I still believe it. They can cause more trouble. So, she said, that's all right, young lady. She says, I'm going home with you tonight, this evening. And, just on my way home, says, I'm gonna see that your daddy tears you up. I says, if he does, I'll whoop you. You won't be able to teach school today, tomorrow. I said, my daddy can kill me. I don't care. I said, I'm gonna stand up for what's right. I said, the good book says, don't never let nobody lead you astray of the devil. And I says, that's what he is. He's the devil. And I says, he's all time got up a stink betwixt the chillum here on the ground. And he was about 16 years old. And he was so mean he couldn't learn his books, honey. His name was Tom Hawkum. I never will forget it. So, I told Papa just how it was, right in front of him. I said, I done told her how it all happened. We was there eating dinner. And I said, she wouldn't believe me, and I, she knows she can't say, tell the truth that she's ever caught me in a lie. My daddy was a trustee, not yet. And I know when things like that come up, the trustees had said it. Teachers didn't do it. Trustees. So, next evening, after school was out, this boy's daddy lived just about as first men's church above us. My dad went up there and told him what had happened. And he said, now, I said, Mr. Hawkum, you know, I'm one of the trustees, and we have got to keep order in the school. And now, he says, we gonna expel that boy from school if you don't take that knife away from him. Says he's gonna hurt somebody and go to gang. They didn't put them in juvenile in them days. They punished them. So, he said, you need to worry, Mr. Conley. He says, he ain't learning nothing else. I said, I put him in the field and put him to work. And that's what he did.
Took him out of school.
They didn't make him go then.
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't make him go when trustees turned him out.
About that girl that sat with you, pulled your hair.
That is, but that Preston girl. Preston, oh, it wasn't pulling my hair, that Brook Station school.
Well, that's who I was.
And I didn't wait till I got her out of schoolhouse. I just knocked her way off across, off the bench. This man teacher came.
And her daddy was one of the richest men around there. Wouldn't buy her no books. She had set.
Why, he bought cotton, and his wife run a big boarding house. And, oh, they was big folks. And my daddy was just a poor old farmer. He bought our books. And he wrote that school teacher, had mama too, a letter. He says, listen. If you hit my daughter every lick, say you are going to pay for it.